episode 48 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
So last episode, we spun the wheel for category P and got Princess Nine.
Yeah.
Princess Nine is an anime which was produced by Phoenix Entertainment in Japan. It wasn't a manga.
Are you sure about all this?
That's what it says on the wiki. I know. It was just an anime. Came out in 1998, and Right Stuff Inc. had announced they have licensed the series for a 2014 release under their Lucky Penny label. No idea what that means, because there's no other information I can find from it. And that's clearly not the version we watched.
No, wait, they released the new version?
I don't know.
Oh.
So, what the wiki is saying is that they got the rights to it, and they were going to in 2014, but I don't know if they did or didn't, because I can't find any other information about it.
Hmm.
So maybe they just own the rights now. So we watched the whole first season, obviously, and there's no second or third season, but it was very clearly set up for a second and third season.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I 100% think it was made for that. There are so many unresolved things. Like, the whole show is them building up their baseball team and then trying to win this tournament. They never even got to the tournament.
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. But, I don't know. It was kind of built up to lose, though, I thought.
To lose?
Yeah.
I think so. Well, yeah, I think so, too. The first season. And then the second season, they would have gotten to the tournament. Lost in the second to last or the last game. And then the third season, they would have gotten there and won. And I think three seasons because high school is in Japan is 3 years.
Right. Yeah, no, and they said...
And they even mentioned that in the beginning, right?
Well, they wanted to take 3 years to
get
to
the... Yeah, well, high school, 3 years. That's why they said 3 years
to get to the tournament or whatever. All right.
And there, besides that, there's like a ton of unresolved stuff. Like, their catcher could only catch straight fastballs, couldn't catch anything else, and they never moved on with that. Like, they never increased her capability to catch balls, ever. So I'm pretty sure that was going to be a second season thing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess there was a few unanswered things going into it, but I think it wrapped up pretty solidly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, at the end of it, I'm happy with it the way it is. I don't need a second and third season, but I do think that's what they were going for.
I mean, I suppose, but I don't know. Yeah.
How'd you like it?
I don't know. There was parts I really liked about it, and then things that really infuriated me.
A couple things that were really terrible. Like, the voice acting and the writing is just god-awful.
I didn't think the writing was terrible.
The writing's pretty
certain aspect.
99%
like,
of the show.
Like, the whole camaraderie thing and building the sports team.
Well, I mean, Shonen and yeah, team playing I mean, sports and all that. I get it, but it was bad.
That part was alright in it, but there was an underlining thing that really bothered me. It's probably going to offend you a little.
What? Oh, why?
Because to me, and this is just to me, and I don't even think it's true, but it felt like conservative, right?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, it definitely had that thing going on.
It felt like a conservative's idea of what a feminist would write as an anime at times. Because
it came out in 98, and back in Japan, I mean, hell, Japan now, women's rights aren't really where they should be.
Right.
But in the 90s, my God.
You're right.
So it kind of makes sense that it was made that way.
But the people who were really against the things here were over-the-top villainous.
Yeah, but they were also cartoony and stupid, though. So.
And the problems that the girls that had throughout and like that would stop them playing was so... What's the word I'm looking for? Insulting at times?
Oh, yeah, a couple times it was a little insulting, like the period thing. But I actually kind of liked that. So one of the girls has, like, her makeup thing
I'm not talking about that. Like, the whole end of it where the girls just couldn't play because they were so distracted by this boy was so infuriating to me.
Oh, she's in love. She's a teenager in love.
They were...
Were you never a teenager in love?
No.
Well, that's why you don't understand.
No.
Everyone else in the world understands that.
I was never a teenager.
Your focus kind of wavers, especially when you're battling against the person you love.
Here's the thing. They pretty much spent the whole last episode of her being distracted, or both of them being distracted, and we'll get to it. But they could not play the game after working all that way because of this one boy, and it was so infuriating.
Yeah, usually shonens have like someone stronger than them, and they have to get better to beat them. And she does get a little bit better throughout the whole season, whole show.
Right.
But for the most part, most of her issues were mental issues.
Yeah, and the most infuriating.
And it was all pretty sexist stuff.
Yeah, it was all totally sexist stuff. But
boys, well, not that sexist, just boy stuff.
And
which makes sense.
And the boy at the end is is the only one I can hit her, but all of a sudden no one else can touch it.
And well, they did set him up as a really, really good batter.
Yeah.
In the very first episode. Literally in the very first episode.
I guess. But at the same time, there is just like no one else could touch the ball.
Well, that's kind of how shonen stuff works. Yeah. One person's really good at something and no one else is good at.
They didn't even set it up very well at the end because they were down like 4-1. And then they tie it up in the ninth inning, and then there was no outs, and he's just up the bat. There was no drama at the end. So if he would have got out, there's still two more batters that could have come up.
Yeah, but no one else would have hit, so they lost.
That's exactly my point. Oh, he was the only one who could have done. So what happens if he would have got a single? Game would have. They would have.
But he didn't. But he did.
But I'm just saying.
Another episode would have happened. But that didn't happen.
I'm agreeing with you that it was written poorly. Written poorly there. And we didn't even get into the premise here.
No, not at all. It's just baseball team premise of women going through women's struggles in the 90s in Japan with sexist men.
You're so well explained things.
That's all it is. That's literally all it is. It's a shonen with a bunch of girls on a baseball team.
No, it's the first women's baseball team that
I said you know, against sexist men and all that.
They're establishing a women's baseball team to play against the boys, essentially.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense if you really think about it. But whatever, it's
crazy. What do you want? Like, this is what happens.
She's got her lightning ball.
Yeah, exactly.
So, this does a pretty poor job of leveling each player up.
Well.
So, like, I've seen Diamond No Ace. I don't remember the name of the anime, but that's the name of the manga. That does a really good job of, like, making ways that sort of make sense in a anime manga sense to level people up. That does a really good job at that. This does a terrible job at it.
So, I was thinking about probably the easiest way to go through this, to talk about how this plays out, is to go through each girl on the team, essentially, and explain their story. That's how I remember.
There you go.
I remember them. But like,
so, the first, what was it, like 9 episodes or 10 episodes are just recruiting people for the team.
So, but let's start with the main characters.
Yo
and Izumi. Mm-hmm. Which I only remember Yo's name because
everyone says, Yo!
Hey, Yo!
Yo!
And anyone who's watched wrestling in the early 90s knows Razor Ramon.
Well, that wasn't me.
I know. But that's, and that's how I knew it.
I had a life.
That's what he said.
I was falling in love with girls.
Yeah, what, in 92? What were you?
What the f*** were you doing in 92? You were 4.
Yeah, I'm watching wrestling. Because I was 4. So, that's my point.
We didn't have cable.
Wrestling was, that's true, probably wasn't.
We didn't have anything. We were 4.
Yeah, so, but Razor Ramon would go, hey, yo.
Okay.
Every time. He was like this Hispanic, like, Scarface kind of guy.
Okay.
So, and that's how I was like, so it was distracting anytime everyone said it over and over and over again. Yeah, so anyway, she's the main character, and apparently she can pitch really, really well.
And you find out she inherited it from her dad, but you don't really know much about her dad till like halfway, a little more through the series.
Yeah, and that was frustrating too, because
why the f*** wouldn't you tell your kid about her father? What the f*** is wrong with you? What kind of mother are you that you tell nothing about her dad to her?
Right, and not only that, the even messed up part, there was this whole scandal comes out, and the whole country kind of blames her for what her dad...
Yeah, I mean, that actually kind of makes sense, as far as Japan in the 90s.
I mean,
they got some of that stuff right, with the whole honorable crap. It doesn't make any sense if you actually use your brain to think, but, you know, those kinds of people...
All I know is that the reaction and the way they portrayed the principal in this, the vice principal, and the parents of the other students.
Oh, God, yeah, there was like a teacher, or parent...
a parent association. Yeah, yeah.
That was a... God, that was terrible.
They were infuriating.
It was really hard to watch.
Like...
Anyway, back to the characters.
Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, she's,
she's not gonna go to high school.
Yeah.
Because, she needs... Her mom has a... Single mom, obviously, that, has, like, a bar. And she's gonna...
Yeah,
it's a bar.
I guess it's a bar. I was thinking...
It actually says, like, Odin more, Bar or something like that.
Is it?
It's more of a dinner place, but, whenever it would, like, pan to the front of the restaurant, I guess, it said, like, Odin Bar or whatever.
I don't know. It was all in Japanese. I couldn't read anything.
They wrote it in English.
I didn't see it.
And, so she wasn't gonna go to high school, but then the one lady at the high school? What was she?
She was...
She's on the council.
No, she's the head of the board of the school.
Which doesn't make any sense considering women in the 90s in Japan and the whole point, the whole premise of this fucking show, and she's in charge of all of them.
Well, they did explain it. She actually owns the school.
Yeah, sure.
Because her father owned the school.
Her father owns the school.
And she inherited it. Yeah. So, It does make sense. You can't. They can't take away property, apparently. In Japan.
It's horseshit.
But whatever.
Tropes.
So, she wants to build a baseball team, and she finds her, and she gets a scholarship into it. Which brings us to the second character, her rival, Izumi.
Yeah, blue-haired girl.
Yeah, she's a famous tennis player at the school.
The guy she likes happens to like, you know, in the first episode, they have, like, a hitting pitching off.
Yes.
It's weird, but what was the bet? If he could hit one of her pitches, something would happen. Or, like, she would join or something like that. I forget what it was.
Nah, that was later on. There was another thing that was going on. I can't remember. The romance in this was so bad.
Yeah, it was god-awful.
Actually, you know, it's funny that the romance between the, I guess it would be the tri-square, essentially, because even Yo has a friend that's involved with that, who ends up with another girl later
on.
You feel
really bad for him, because he seems like a really good guy that loves her, and she's just oblivious as f***.
Right. And she's obsessed with the handsome jock guy. Yeah. And all the girls in the school are apparently obsessed with the handsome jock. On his birthday, they all give him presents, or try to at least. So,
but yeah, I forget the kid's name that her friend that likes her, but he ends up getting with one of the teammates.
Yeah, it's not a good.
By the way, Izumi's friend, the guy, what's his name? I forget his name. What's the one that Yo likes?
Yeah.
Guess who his voice actor is?
Who is it?
The guy that does Edward Edward.
Oh. It sounded
super familiar, so I looked it up.
No, I didn't catch it. He was super annoying.
Yeah, it was clearly way before he had ever done
Full Metal,
yeah. It wasn't that great. But it was him. It was clearly him.
And I honestly hated the romance. I thought he was kind of a terrible guy in certain aspects of it. And honestly, Izumi and Yo had a better relationship.
Oh, yeah, as far as story and plot goes, right. For sure.
Actually, they
should have been lesbians.
Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, because didn't she run through the rain at one point just to get to the hospital, Izumi?
Yeah.
When the one girl died, she's trying to, like,
through mud. It's a rival type thing.
No, that was a little much.
No, well, I mean, that's... In reality, I think so, but in manga and anime and in shonens, your rival is really important to you.
This is a baseball team, first of all. She ventured through
It's her love rival, it's her baseball rival.
A mudslide, essentially. Fallen trees, pouring rain.
Yeah, it's anime.
Barefooted.
You're putting too much logic on that.
I'm just saying, by the end of it, it seemed like they had the better relationship than him and her.
I think it was a way better relationship. I just don't think it was sexual at all.
Oh, no. They didn't intend it that way. Yeah. But
I think they had a way better relationship. Yeah. You're right.
Of course not. It wasn't portrayed that way at all, because the whole point of it was him confessing his love during the last game of the thing. So,
it was kind of funny, because he did it earlier in the show, which just, I don't know, through stupid hijinks, she didn't believe him.
The whole part of the relationship aspect of this was annoying.
Misinformation.
Stupid and misinformation. It felt like a sitcom, essentially. Like,
although, to be a little bit fair, that is how it worked in middle school and high school. Someone tells you something, so you take it a certain way, but it wasn't intended to be that way, and you hear a secret rumor from someone else. You know what I mean? Like, that was how it happened. It's just got awful to have to watch it.
Yeah.
And done poorly.
True. At the same time, though, it was also, there was a lot of moments where a character would happen upon a scene and not wait for an explanation and just walk away.
Like, in the rain when Izumi was kissing the guy that Yo likes. Oh my, I laughed out loud when they panned over at Yo, who was in the background and saw him kissing. She had white eyes, like Trunks going Super Saiyan 1.5. I fucking bawled laughing, dude. It was hilarious.
But it's ridiculous. And that's pretty much the whole storyline. Those two are the best players, but they're so distracted by the whole romance
that
it fucks everything up. And if you take out the whole romance, there is no story to this.
Yeah, no, it's just baseball.
Yeah, which would have been a much better story, honestly.
If they had done it well, but they wouldn't have because they're shitty writers.
Yeah, well, at the same time.
We've only gotten over the past two characters so far.
Yeah, I know. Because the other ones are actually fairly quick to get through.
Yeah.
So the catcher, she's this big sumo girl.
Or judo.
Judo girl. Same difference.
No, it's a bit different. She really should have been sumo, though. That would have made more sense.
Well, yeah, whatever. She's a catcher, and the only reason why she's the catcher is because she's the only one that can stop the pitches of the...
But then that's her whole issue. She can't stop her pitches when she goes 100%. So there's one episode of her training to stopping her 100% fastballs and her lightning ball or whatever the f*** it was. But she... At no point do they ever throw in curveballs, knuckleballs, anything.
No.
Anything!
No. It's just straight fastballs.
I don't even know baseball all that much, but I know there's a bunch of other balls you can throw, and that's just not a thing in here, apparently. They do sort of reference it because the catcher can't catch it. Well, f***ing train to catch it, you dumb My God.
That's a little harsh.
No, it's god awful.
Anyway, that pretty much, that's her whole story arc, and she's timid. She's a giant timid girl, essentially. That's her whole thing. And then the first baseman. Yeah, whatever. She was one of the first recruits, and honestly, she's just the girl that ends up with the leftover guy at the end.
She's just
a tomboy. She has really no arc in it at all.
Besides being a little bit annoying, her voice actor was a bit grating on the ears.
Yeah, and then the shortstop was the principal's daughter.
Yes.
Do you want to explain that storyline?
Our principal was the sexist chauvinist pig type dude. We're gonna stop these ladies from having a baseball team.
Overweight guy too, and at points
with a Hitler stash.
At points with a Hitler stash. Yep.
I laughed. So she's secretly on the baseball team for like 3 episodes or whatever, and wears like a green wig.
Yes. Behind the
bag. And then during their first game, she goes to catch a ball and misses the catch, and 2 runs make it from the opposite team because she missed the catch. So she's like, "Fuck this." She throws her wig off. And then her dad all of a sudden supporting the team.
After he spent the first whole half of the series trying to get the team.
We all saw that coming.
Obviously.
And that's pretty much the end of their issues as far as men hating them and all that. I mean, you still see a little bit of sexist stuff, but for the most part, it's over after that.
To be fair, at that point, they're already in the league and there's nothing to stop, so they had to move on to the rest of the storylines. Wow, I'm blacking on the second baseman.
I know, man. I can't believe you got this far.
No, hold on. We'll skip the second baseman for now.
I thought he had it written down. I thought he was reading off
the piece of paper. No, I remembered off the top of my head. I can't believe I can't remember the second baseman.
Was it the girl with the red hair?
Yes! It was the criminal.
Yeah, the tomboy criminal that wants to f*** the coach. Yeah. The drunk coach that's like 35.
Yeah. The coach who apparently has the hots for Yo's mom.
Which actually seemed like a half-decent story arc until she forced him to get drunk. Because so, like, he was asking Yo, like, hey, what kind of guy is your mom like? And she's like, someone like you, but not a drunk, pretty much is what she says.
Right.
So he swears off alcohol in the next episode. And he's doing really well. Having some issues, but he's doing really well. And then the red-haired chick, who sort of has a crush for him, f***ing talks him into drinking alcohol again. That was really f***ed up.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Because he had a real issue with it.
Uh-huh.
And then they never went any farther with his relationship with her mom.
They kind of just...
That's a part of the reason why I really think a second season would have benefited the show, because the catcher could have learned how to catch other pitches. The coach could have developed his relationship with Yo's mom. There's a bunch of things that could have been, that were definitely set up for more development.
But, I mean, she was recruited by the coach, essentially, because she was...
I'm assuming she wasn't going to do high school at all. Yeah. She was just in bars, beating guys up, because she's a strong female.
No, that's not why. Well, that's
sort of why. Come on!
The reason behind it was because... her parents were shit.
Well, that's the reason why she was in the bar in the first place.
Yeah.
But she was beating up guys because she's a strong
girl. Well, obviously. That's because this is a conservative idea of the feminists, I think. But anyway, so her parents hated her and they blamed her for the divorce and stuff. So and then the coach kind of gave her a reason to be there.
But she was like a star athlete. She was really good she was like a well-rounder. She was good at everything.
No, she was track and field and javelin.
Oh, okay. Someone else was a well-rounded person that was good at everything.
That brings up a point. So far, out of all the ones that we've mentioned, only Yo's played baseball and the first baseman.
Well, the implication is that most, if not all, the other ones besides the blonde, which we'll get to in a bit, is really good at athletics in some way that it somewhat translates over.
Yeah, I suppose.
Like track and field, she's a good runner. You know what I mean?
But it was, they're essentially a team of amateurs going up against a team of
people, kids that have, males firstly, that have been playing baseball for probably 4 or 5 years.
Right.
So it didn't quite make sense that they're blowing them out of the park.
Right. I mean, they explain it because no one can hit Yo's pitches, but whatever.
Because she only throws f***ing fastballs.
And they only have...
It's so hard to hit a fastball. Swing early.
They only have 9 players.
Oh, one thing I found was, so they sort of get into that with only having 9 players. Yeah. If they get injured, then they're f***ed. They have no one to come in.
And 1 pitcher, which you're not supposed to have 1 pitcher, because that's why you have multiple
pitchers.
Yeah,
they get tired.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're supposed to have a relief. But they also bring that up, that if she gets tired, they're f***ed. But so that's kind of interesting that they do touch on those things.
Not even just the relief, though. That's a pitcher only pitches one game, and then a new pitcher comes in the next game.
Yeah, they got to rest.
So they rotate.
It blows out their shoulders.
They rotate the pitchers every 4 or 5 games or so. So,
Shonen Anime, what the f*** are you going to do about it, right? One thing, before we go any further, I really thought was cool was that they were accurate with the pitching speeds for Major League Baseball in the 90s. So they say that her fastball before the lightning ball, who f***ing knows how fast that was, they don't say.
Yeah.
But her fastball is like 130 kilometers an hour. Well, back in the 90s, and if you convert that to miles, the average Major League Baseball in America anyway was 89 miles an hour, and 130 converts right to that. So she was pitching at Major League Baseball when they're playing against high school kids.
Right.
So it does make sense if she could throw a ball that fast that they wouldn't be able to hit it. But she's a girl and she's a child. It doesn't make that any sense at all that she could throw it that fast.
Well, my thing is, this is why I think the show would have been halfway decent if they just stuck to the baseball thing, because it got to me, like, the people who wrote this were passionate about the baseball parts of it.
Yeah, and they just weren't able to follow through with it because the direction of the anime was
right, because
love and sexism.
I don't think they were confident enough to tell a whole series just around baseball, so they started shoving in storylines here and there. Anyway.
Like her learning how to throw a curveball and the catcher learning how to catch it. That would have been a good story arc.
Right, instead of all the bull crap. Because it took them like 10 episodes just to get to the first game.
Yeah.
And I think they only played 4 games total. And the last 3 were in the last 3 episodes.
Yeah, I think they played a couple more, but they skipped past them, like in the last few episodes. I think they played probably more than what they actually showed. They just skipped past them because you have to get to the tournament and it's a bunch of high schools. There's a lot of high schools in Japan.
Maybe, I guess.
So that kind of makes sense for them just to skip past them.
Maybe, but they should have focused more on that.
They really should have, I believe. Okay. Anyway, so Redhead, who else?
Right fielder, the model girl.
Oh, so I did her character justice. She's pretty much wants to be an idol in Japan, which is, you know, like an Instagram personality here, but they make a lot more money.
Yeah, I got
so you. She's got a big tan. She's darker than the rest of them because of the tan. She's got like a mole on her mouth somewhere, on her cheek or whatever. She bleaches her hair, and I love that she bleaches her hair and that the redhead always makes fun of her and says, "You got a shitty eye job," over and over again. It's like a running gag. It's hilarious. But she's not good at baseball at all. The only reason why she's playing is because
they didn't have a ninth girl.
They didn't have a ninth girl, and her modeling career wasn't taking off.
Yeah, she's failing, so.
So this was a way for her to stay in school.
Because
then after a game or so, like something like that, she realized she's getting publicity for being in it. And then eventually she likes being in it.
No, she actually just wanted to join because of the fact that it was getting a lot of press that this was the first girl's team.
Yeah, but that didn't, for her, that didn't make sense until after.
No.
Right before the first game, the coach looked at her and said, "Hey, there's going to be a lot of press. You should try."
But she joined the team initially because of all the press and stuff.
No, I don't remember.
Because she sent the coach a resume with, like, a photo and stuff to show.
Yeah,
She was doing it just
that's what it's called.
Just to get, you know, famous and stuff. And she just...
She wouldn't catch balls. She wouldn't even try. She's screaming around.
And it wasn't until he gave her an incentive to actually try and say, "Hey, if you try more, people will look at you more." Yeah. And so that's what that was.
And then eventually she started liking.
Yeah, and then she started liking, and she grew, and the whole friendship thing and everything else.
That's pretty much it for her. There's no more depth there.
Her arc was becoming...
becoming friends
and stuff like that. Before I get on to the last two, I guess we should talk about the manager.
I forget her name, but she's got like long, light blue hair, and she's just ditzy as f***.
And she's annoying as hell.
Yeah, but she's relevant for like 2 episodes, and then she's just a background character pretty much.
Yeah, but her voice is irritating.
It is. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And she's in every episode.
Yeah.
And she has such no purpose.
Yeah.
Except for when
they called her the manager. Yeah, she was the manager of the team.
Yeah.
And then Yo became the captain.
That was her dream, become the manager, like her comic books. And she was the third baseman until Izumi joined because, I only had 8.
And they needed someone else, just a body to fill up.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was that one. And then
that was kind of awful.
And then the center fielder was the fisherman girl.
Yeah. She was pretty,
She was a hitter.
Unremarkable, for the most part.
Yeah, she was a power hitter. Like, Izumi's also, the tennis player, was also a power hitter.
But way better.
But Izumi wasn't, it was amateur too, but apparently she's good at everything, picks it up quickly.
Yeah.
Whereas this girl, her whole thing is just strength and, you know, a whole bunch of fisherman tropes, essentially.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
So,
like, they were having a baseball hit-off, just like in the first first episode on the beach with the crashing waves. It was pretty bad.
But see, her storyline in the last episode, Izumi and Yo are so distracted by the boy, which really pissed me off. But she was distracted too because her father was sick, and
that kind of made sense.
And that made sense. That's actually good storytelling. There's a reason why that would distract you and be worried and stuff.
Again, I got to defend a little bit. If you're in love with someone and you're having a little fucking tough, you know what I mean, a little tussle or whatever the fuck it's called,
it wouldn't distract you to the point where you can't pitch.
Not
where you would intentionally walk the guy four times and you can't throw.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
You already said you've never been in love. You don't know.
No, I didn't say that. I said I was never a teenager.
Okay. So you were never a teenager.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He just skipped his teenage
years. I did.
Anyway, who else?
I saved the best for last. Yuki. The left fielder.
The suicide. Devin, if he was a woman.
The autistic girl, essentially. This show had to go talk about suicide, which had no right.
Yeah, it just came out of fucking nowhere. Uh-huh. So this airheady, ditzy girl with long blue hair and a little fucking charm that's always on her waist loses the charm and just instantly becomes suicidal.
No. That's not what happened. That's
exactly what happened.
No, that's not what happened at all. All right, first of all, the charm, she claims, is an alien.
Yeah, but...
And it talks to her. The reason why she has the charm in the first place is because she was so good at softball, I think it was.
Yeah, it was softball.
Softball or whatever, that all the other girls and all the other people, all the other girls would tease her and pick on her and keep her out and separate her, and no one would believe that this was happening. So then she tried to commit suicide.
Because she's crazy.
And then she found this doll.
But you didn't know about any of this craziness until she lost it.
Well, yeah.
You just thought she was an airhead.
Yeah.
That's why I said that.
But she didn't try to commit suicide when she lost it. She just kind of sat on the balcony.
She was thinking about it.
True.
They talked about it.
That's why they brought up the whole past. But she hadn't tried before. So she finds this thing. She thinks it's an alien. And it talks to her. And by the end, they establish that aliens exist in this out of nowhere.
I don't remember that. I think I fell asleep.
Well, at the end of the episode, they never find the doll.
Yeah, I was pretty sure they didn't find it.
But they show her talking to the doll, and the doll talking back to her.
That's crazy.
And that it's an actual alien, and at the end of the episode, they show lights in the air, like, and all the team sees this thing, and they all see this UFO. It's proven that aliens exist in this universe.
And then they forget. And they never bring it up again.
Never bring it up again!
They got anal probed and erased the memory.
Apparently, aliens are tiny straw dolls that exist in this universe, and this is why I saved this one for last, because this was absolutely insane.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, and that's all of them.
Yeah, and then it's just a struggle and a love struggle, and they get to the end, and they end up losing.
What's a love struggle?
It's a love struggle. The struggling.
I don't think that's a word.
I just fucking made it.
Okay.
In anime and manga, it's definitely something that happens.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
They're struggling to figure out how to fucking love each other because they're idiots. It's exactly what happened.
Uh-huh.
Look, it's alright.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
There's better love stories and there's better baseball.
Honestly, anime. I watched all the episodes.
Yeah, I watched them all. So, like, in the very beginning, it was super hard to watch.
Right.
And then after, like, 10 episodes, it was like, alright, this is bearable. I can watch it. And then it never got any better than that.
Yeah, it was a middle-of-the-run kind of anime, honestly.
But, like I said, with the bad voice acting and the bad writing, that just doesn't make. I'm good. I don't recommend watching it.
Oh, well, no, but, I mean, I'm not gonna give it lower than a 5.
Yeah, I think a 5's fair.
I mean, we've watched way worse.
Yeah, we've definitely seen way worse.
And maybe that's
One more thing I wanted to bring up. The very first game they had, the practice game, remember the sex shit?
Yeah.
They were hitting on the boys to gain points and keep them from gaining points. And that was way more sexual than I really thought it was going to be. And it was hilarious. It almost came out of nowhere. I fucking laughed. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But, like, it was way more sexual than I was comfortable with because my 5-year-old daughter was sitting next to me. So I'm like, all right, you need to go upstairs and play. Like, you can't be around for this.
Yeah, they were distracting the boys. It was an interesting strategy.
And it worked for half the game. And then they couldn't do it to the second game they had. And they explained why because the guys were big brutes or whatever. But then they never brought it up again. And they really should have been using it again because it clearly works.
At the same time, I don't know why they used it in the first place, because there was a reason why they weren't as good. Maybe they were.
There was a reason.
I don't remember why. I can't
remember. Maybe it was because Yo couldn't throw a pitch or something like that for a little bit.
And was she distracted by the boy again, probably?
Something like that. Yeah, and then they figured it out half, or towards the end, they figured it out. Because halfway through.
And that was another thing. The stupid love triangle thing kept coming back and being the distraction. Over and over. Every couple episodes. Yeah, so it was just. It was
tiresome.
Yeah, very tiresome. Very bland.
4.9.
I'm not giving it a 4.9, because what was the last thing that we watched?
4.9.5.
What was. Oh, Orange wasn't bad, but the one before that, Ninja Hattori. So, some of these, I think we've watched too many bad animes that these mediocre ones just don't hurt as much anymore.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
So I can't really go lower
than that. Yeah, 5's fine. Yeah. I think that's fair. We would spin a wheel, but
Yeah, but we're not, before we even get to that, this or Please Teacher?
This.
That's easily, yeah.
What did we give Please Teacher? Do you know? You have Please Teacher written down, not the score.
No, I didn't write down the score. Because that's one of the things that I wanted to bring up. So I've been going through some of our old stuff, and I, you know, last time I went through, and I keep picking up on different things. Like, in our 801 TTS Airbats things, we were given different ratings.
That really comes up quick. Like, all the time, not quick. 801.
Yeah. Well, it's the first one we ever did it, and it was so terrible, that's an impression. Mm-hmm. But we were given different ratings.
In that, I remember.
And so it was like, it's kind of hard to say what we gave different things.
Because now we're giving out of 10.
So, because there were different things, there weren't different things, and it's like, okay. Also, in the 801 review, we were talking about how the captain, you remember the captain in that? Guy captain?
Yes.
We said he was inoffensive in that, after, you know, said he sexually assaulted girls, and did all this other thing.
It was over a year ago.
We were so, like, impressed by that character, because he was the least, you know, the best character in it, but we said he was inoffensive, and he was very offensive. I just wanted to bring that up. Also,
well, probably least offensive out of all the rest of it. So that kind of, like, by comparison, it brings it up.
I just wanted to throw that out there. And then there was, do you remember the episodes in that where, like, DEFCON 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, I think you brought this up in the previous episode.
Yeah, but there was, and the fourth episode didn't have that one, and it was, like, a weird Japanese name, and we said we were never going to translate it. I translated it.
What is it?
DEFCON
5.
This was the right one.
Oh, okay.
It was called I Want a Snow Country Girl.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what it was translated to. And I just wanted to bring it up because we said we weren't going to translate it, and then, of course, I went and translated it.
We would spin the wheel for category Q.
But Q only has one anime in it.
Yeah, Queen's Blade. We already watched the first season, so now we're watching the second season.
Yep, and it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, actually, I forget what happened at the end, to be honest. Do you remember?
They all made it to the queen, essentially.
Yeah, okay.
And then they fought that giant monster thing.
Okay,
and
yeah.
Skeletons on the bridge and stuff.
Thank you.
All right. It's kind of hard one to forget.
Next episode, Queen's Blade.
Yeah, all right. See you later. See Bye. You Hello, TJ here from Anime and Nuss. I just want to let you guys, girls, peoples know that we have a Twitter account now. It is at Anime and Nuss on Twitter. I'll be posting episode updates on there every time I release a new one from now on. So, if you're interested in that, follow us on Twitter. Or, you know, I don't know how often I'll be posting on there. I'm not really a social media kind of guy. But I'll try to look into it from time to time and answer questions there. But if you really have any questions or any concerns or just notes or anything you want to let us know at all, we now have an email address for the website. It is animeanduspodcast@gmail.com. animeanduspodcast@gmail.com. That's the word and, A-N-D, not the end symbol. So I just want to let you people know that's where we stand. You now have ways to get in to contact us if you want. And that's about it. Talk to you later. Bye.